Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall here on 100.9 WIFM, and it is our pleasure to welcome to the program today Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Joanna, good morning.
Hey, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today.
Doing good. It's beautiful today.
It is. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I know this probably will surprise you a little bit, but I'd like to talk about the upcoming holiday season. Maybe freshness, fire safety, and your tree?
Okay.
You good with that?
Sure.
All right. Well, we're beginning, of course, to see Christmas tree lots all around the county. Lots of those Fraser firs are leaning on storefronts. So if you're in the market for a tree for the holidays, as so many of us are, what do you really need to think about before you purchase the tree, Joanna?
That's a good question. Many customers that are looking out there for Christmas trees are asking the question, when was this tree cut?
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a pretty good question, but more so not as important as one might think.
Really?
It's kind of like looking at it, maybe looking at it this way. If you go to the grocery store, you don't go in and ask the store clerk when the cow was milked.
Okay.
You know, you just read the expiration date on the milk jug and everything's good. Christmas trees that are properly handled and kept in stove storage on the farm for weeks prior to shipment will usually be just fine. They keep their moisture and they pretty much stay as fresh as when they were cut.
Wow, that's great to know. Does a tree, though, I think I know, but tell me for sure, does a tree ever actually dry out?
Yes, they can. A cut tree can lose up to half its water in a single day if abused like this. Christmas tree freshness is more about the quality of care than the duration.
Wow. Why does freshness matter so much?
Well, a fresh tree is full of water, and a fresh tree will not burn even when exposed to a flame or a spark.
Wow.
If you start out with a fresh tree, chances are that tree will remain beautiful throughout the holiday season, providing you water, providing that you water the tree, of course.
Oh, okay. So you water the tree all the way through the season then, right?
You do.
Okay. Our guest is Joanna Radford. Joanna's with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surrey County. We're talking the holiday season and trees and fire safety and your tree. How do you know, this is the real question, how do you know if a tree is actually fresh, Joanna?
Yeah, there's really no quick answer to that, Danny. Mm-hmm. On the retail lot, it's a matter of trying to just look at some factors related to tree care.
Okay.
Some Christmas tree growers use natural shade of white pines and other trees to create a cool storage.
Okay.
So that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look to see if the trees are displayed in water.
Okay.
Is the ground or mulch wet from irrigation, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Is there shade that the trees are in? And sometimes you don't have all of this if you see them up leaning up against storefronts.
Right, yeah.
So one thing you might want to consider is, do they have multiple tree shipments? Because the more deliveries, the better.
Okay, yeah.
It does reflect a later cut date, or at least longer and possibly cooler farm storage.
Right. So unfortunately, unlike the milk in the store, it does not have an expiration date. You got to use your mind and knowledge to figure it out, right?
Yes.
What do we look for in an individual tree?
Well, you can use all your senses to examine the tree.
Okay.
Just look at the tree to start with and see if it's a heavy tree. If it's heavy, it probably has a lot of water.
Okay.
So then you need to ask yourself about the needles. What color are they? Are they rich, dark green, which is what we want to see?
Right.
Dry trees usually are often bleached out a little bit more, maybe a lighter olive green.
Yeah.
Sometimes even gray.
Oh, yeah.
So then you probably want to touch the tree. If the tree is cool, it's a moist tree.
Really? Wow.
It is. And dried out trees feel a little bit hotter.
I had no idea. How about that?
And if you're touching the tree also, if you're looking at the needles,
uh-huh.
a dry tree will have stiff, sharp needles.
Okay.
Now, there is an exception to that rule, and that's spruces, because they naturally have stiff and sharp needles. So you have to know what kind of tree you're looking at as well.
Okay.
Also, if you look at the tree, still looking at the needles, do they stay on the tree?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because sometimes if you just shake the tree a little bit, they start falling off. That's not good, is it?
No, it's not. But some of that, it can be misleading a little bit because older needles back inside the canopy of the tree, you know, where it's closer to the trunk.
Right, yeah.
They will shed even on a moist tree.
So that's okay. All right.
And that is okay.
Okay.
However, if you have needles shed on a cut tree, it should not be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, it probably indicates a little problem there.
Uh-huh.
You probably want to avoid that tree. Check and see if the needles are fresh.
All right. How we do that?
Oh, yeah. That sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
fresh needles, though, they will snap when they bend.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a fresh green bean.
Okay.
Somewhat dry needles have lost their plumpness and will bend rather than break, kind of like a rubbery, still green bean.
You know, it's weird. I would have thought it was exactly opposite, but
mm-hmm.
How about that?
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
Those needles will take up water if they're given water.
Okay.
Stress needles are also more likely to, you know, naturally drop off the tree.
Right.
And the driest needles are very brittle and stiff, so they can break when the branches are even brushed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look for that as well.
Okay. How about, do we know anything from the stump of the tree?
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing to look at as well. If the stump is sticky, that's a good sign that the tree is still fresh. And if all of those things that we've talked about is okay, if it checks out, it looks like you may have found your tree to take home.
Found the right tree for the entire season.
That's right.
Joanna Radford is our guest. Joanna is with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surry County. We're talking about Christmas trees and how to pick the fresh one, and also about safety. We've got the perfect tree for our house, and I guess now work really does begin. How do we keep that tree fresh?
Well, you keep it fresh the same way as the Christmas tree farmer or the retailer did. You keep it in the shade if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's in your house, it is in the shade. Keep it watered. That's the biggest thing.
Okay.
Trying to keep it fresh. If you can put it in a tree, the stand that holds about a gallon of water,
mm-hmm.
that can keep enough in there at a time where you're not watering it all the time.
Oh, okay.
So you want to make sure that's the type of tree stand that you have. When you bring your tree home, cut at least a half an inch off the trunk of the tree. And that's just so that the tree will take up water a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide that, oh, I can't put it up in my house yet or wherever you're going to locate the tree and you need to store it, just set it up, you know, somewhere kind of in a shade, and you can even put it in a bucket of water.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily have to put it in the tree stand.
So we really kind of want to do the same things that they do from cutting to the where we purchased it, right?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know, and some folks have allergies that mm-hmm. bother them, and the tree may provide some of those allergens. However, it's mainly the pollen or dust that collects on the tree. So if you have a little bit of time and you want to wash the tree off inside, outside
right.
with a garden hose before you bring it in,
mm-hmm.
that helps to remove that pollen or dust. And it also helps to knock off any of the dead needles that, you know, before bringing it into your house.
Never thought of that before. That's a great idea.
So then you can, you know, once you're ready, put it in your tree stand, a tree stand that's at least holding a gallon of water.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you check that water level every day to make sure there's enough and that the tree is actually using that water.
Oh,
and typically,
okay.
we see a tree that takes up a gallon of water in the first 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's about a quarter day.
Okay. So it's thirsty initially, and then it's a less so as it goes, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
Even dry trees can take a day or two before they're actually taking up the water, but they will begin to take it up. And you may also see if they're cold, really cold, the trees are, it takes them a while to take up the water again as well.
Okay. Now, I've heard this, that there are things you put in the water that makes a difference. Is that true or no?
No, never add anything to the water. All your real tree needs is fresh water, and you're good to go.
Okay.
And, of course, when you're displaying it in your home, make sure you display the tree away from heat sources.
Right.
Use your lights that are good working condition. Unplug the lights when you leave the house or you go to sleep at night.
Right. What if the, you touched on it just a second ago about the tree taking water. What if it's not taking water? What can we do then?
Well, if it's not decorated yet, you can put another fresh cut on the stump. Just cut maybe another half an inch off.
Okay.
If it is decorated, you might be able to create a fresh cut by just drilling holes in the trunk below the water line.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. And that would help out, and the tree would be able to take up the water from there. You know, some people have gotten their trees to take up additional water by using very hot water, but we don't have a lot of research that says that. And
okay.
they're probably basing that on the fact that sometimes you can kind of shock roses and other
okay.
flowers to bloom a little bit longer by adding the hot water.
A lot of things to think about with the Christmas tree, right?
It is, lots.
Fresh cut, plenty of water, common sense. Okay, well, I could get 2 out of 3 there. Christmas trees are so wonderful, and we are so blessed to be in this part of the world where they are in abundance, and you are more likely to get it fresh here, no question about it, right, Joanna?
That's right, right here in North Carolina.
People have any questions about what we talked about today or any other things related to the Christmas trees, they can call you, I assume, at your office there?
Sure, you can call our office. Our number is 336-401-8025.
Terrific. Joanna Radford, thank you for sharing with us today. I appreciate that. I hope you have a terrific holiday season. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, Danny.
Joanna Radford with the Cooperative Extension Service in Surry County. And I'm Danny Hall. Thank you so much for joining us with Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surry, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.